Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said that he's ordering troops to Portland, Oregon, just hours after Mayor Keith Wilson noted an increase in the amount of federal law enforcement in the city.
We have armored vehicles on the streets of Portland and reported agents throughout our community.
He said that was not necessary, but President Trump today says he's, quote, authorizing full force, if necessary, to handle what he called domestic terrorists. The president's threatened more prosecutions of political opponents after the charges filed against former FBI Director James Comey. ABC has learned that one charge alleges Comey shared information with a close friend about an investigation connected to Hillary Clinton so that friend could pass it on. The FBI fired agents who kneeled after George Floyd's death in 2020 during protests. The FBI Agents Association called the firings unlawful. And Tropical Depression 9's formed in the Atlantic, likely to become a tropical storm. It's prompted a state of emergency in South Carolina. This is ABC News. Government funding runs out Tuesday. There could be a shutdown Wednesday, and no talks are scheduled this weekend between Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats are demanding an extension of Obamacare tax credits in exchange for supporting the temporary funding bill, but Republicans aren't budging. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries criticizing the president for attending the Ryder Cup golf tournament rather than negotiating a deal.
Democrats are here in the Capitol, ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone at any time and at any place in order to find a bipartisan path forward to fund the government.
Melissa Adan, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Assata Shakur has died in Cuba. The black liberation activist had lived in Cuba since the 1970s. She was given political asylum there. She escaped a U.S. prison where she was serving a life sentence for killing a New Jersey state trooper in 1973. Democrats and Republicans in New Jersey said justice was never served. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodman Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 79 degrees at 12:03. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 83. Winds will be southwest 7 to 15, becoming northwest. Mainly clear and turning cool tonight, low 48, and mostly sunny and mild tomorrow, high 78. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it's sunny. Our winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour, and once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Residents, family, staff, and community partners of Pine Valley Community Village are being notified that routine water testing at Pine Valley has detected the presence of E. coli bacteria in the water supply. The health and safety of residents and staff are of top priority. As soon as the test results were received, officials took immediate precautionary measures, including notifying the local health department, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and the Department of Natural Resources. Implementing water safety protocols, including the use of bottled water for drinking and food preparation, bathing, and other needs at this time. Contracts with Safe Water will continue to supply to ensure the safety to everyone, providing clear guidance to staff and residents to ensure compliance with safety measures and arranging for remediation and follow-up testing in accordance with regulatory guidelines. Handouts have been given to each resident and POAs have been notified as well. At this time, no illnesses related to this finding have been reported at Pine Valley Community Village. All residents will continue to be monitored closely and families will be kept updated. Officials with Pine Valley are working closely with local and state health authorities to ensure the safety of the water supply and will provide further updates as soon as test results confirm the water is safe for normal use. The DNR will be out within 30 days to complete a Level 2 assessment to locate any further issues within the water system and help create a plan that ensures the quality of water is restored and maintained. If you have questions or concerns, contact Brittany Paulus, LNHA, at 608-647-2138. That's 647-2138. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor has dropped out. Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien told WISN political reporter Matt Smith that he doesn't see a path forward after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. Berrien announced he was running in July. His departure leaves two other Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany, along with numerous Democrats in the race to succeed Democrat Tony Evers, who's not seeking a third term. Partisan primaries are next August. Laura Benjamin has suspended her campaign for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, citing the significant resources required to run a competitive race, while celebrating the progress her campaign has made in shaping the political conversation across the district. Benjamin said, quote, "From the very beginning, this campaign has been about everyday working people and moving toward bold, progressive solutions. I'm proud that we've inspired new conversations among Democrats in the Wisconsin 3rd about the fight for economic and social justice," end quote. Benjamin's campaign helped generate direct action and mutual aid, including holding 3 town halls, building coalition to support immigrant families, and working alongside Larry Little George of the Ho-Chunk Nation to advance the Federation of Sovereign Nations of Wisconsin, a new effort to ensure indigenous communities their rights. While suspending the campaign was not an easy decision, Benjamin acknowledged the reality of modern campaigning. She emphasized that this decision marks a transition, not an ending. A look at what's going on in the area is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. Or at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is celebrating being named the number one two-year college in the nation as the recipient of the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. It's being held on the main campus in Fenimore today until 3. The day features hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. No registration is needed, and everyone is welcome. The Avoca Fire and EMS Festival is being held today at Avoca Lakeside Park. The day features something for everyone with bounce houses, a vendor market, bags tournament, a dart tournament, and a car show. All are invited to the park to enjoy food and refreshments, as well as live music. For more information on today's activities at the Avoca Fire and EMS Festival at Avoca Lakeside Park, check out avocaems.com/festival. The Gaze Mills Apple Festival is being held this weekend. It includes an array of activities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, the area orchards, the Crawford County Fairgrounds, and many other village locations. Today, a mini carnival is being held downtown until 5. The Lions Flea Market and Arts and Craft Fair is at the fairgrounds. Bryce Bird will perform at Dante's Bar and Grill from now until 4, followed by Coolie Outlaws from 4 to 8, and Last Ride Band from 8 to midnight. Dylan Harris and Good Company with special guest River Swiggum will perform from 2 to 6 at Halverstown Tap, and Cody will perform from 8 to midnight. Annie and the Crush will perform on Main Street tonight at 7. Tomorrow there will be another pancake and sausage breakfast hosted by St. Mary's at the Community Building from 7 to 11:30. The Lions Flea Market and Arts and Crafts Fair will be held from 9 to 4 at the fairgrounds. The Mini Carnival will be open from 10 to 4 downtown, and the Apple Festival Parade will step off at 1:30. The day will also include music from the Last Ride Band and Cody. For a complete list of what's going on at the Gaze Mills Apple Festival, check out gazemills.org/local-events/apple-festival. The Richland Center City Auditorium Central Avenue Block Party will be held today from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium at the 100 block of North Central Avenue in Richland Center. There will be live music as well as food and beverage for purchase to celebrate the renovation of the auditorium building. Performing at the event will be Marty Cena at 2, the Birch Brothers at 3, and Stone Cold Country from 4 to 6. Be sure to bring your dancing shoes to the event as well. Roseanne Knorr is a member of the Richland Center City Auditorium Board.
Some people have said, am I able to dance? And I'm going to say, yes, you are able to dance. Please show up and dance. Let's get those line dancers going here in town. It's great country music.
There will be designated areas for anyone who feels like dancing. Tours of the recently renovated City Auditorium are also available. The event is free and fun for the whole family, and you are welcome to bring your own chair. Enjoy the celebration and fun at the Central Avenue Block Party today from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium in Richland Center. Proceeds from the food and beverage sales will help support the auditorium. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, is being held today and tomorrow. The tour is free of charge. We'll take you to rural farms, businesses, local food producers, and art producers who open their doors to welcome you. The tour provides a glimpse at the changing face of rural America and finds hidden gems. Many of the stops will also have family-friendly activities and entertainment. Lisa Buttonow is a co-organizer of the event.
Some of the venues have music. I know that the Painted Forest has music. I know Narrows Creek Winery has music. You know, some of the venues do indeed have music. So you just have to check who's doing what on the Facebook pages.
The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. You're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is being held today until 4 and will be held tomorrow from 10 until 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. More information can also be found on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour Facebook page. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Chris Solchenberger on ticket 394 and Larry Milfred on ticket 164.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, September 27th. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died September 19th at home. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Morava is survived by her children, Ashley and Ryan Aris, and Riley and Sydney Morava, 6 grandchildren, her mother, Mary Lou Shaw, siblings, Suzanne and Joseph Grindy of Beloit, Brian Thrasher of Janesville, and Michael Topham of Superior, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Welsh is survived by her brother, Ed and Joanne Welsh of Richland Center, 3 nephews, a niece, cousin, Margaret Steele, as well as many other relatives and friends. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife Diana, a son Jeremy and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother Anita Steineck, three sisters Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charlestown, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana. Half-sister Annika Williams of Jeffersonville, Indiana, stepmother Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Blackhawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet. Two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller and Doug and Fran Muller, all of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bouch, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford John and Vicki Walderstorff, and Mike and Robin Walterstorff, a sister, Linda and Gail Bacon, sisters-in-law, Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard, goddaughter, Tina Bako, godson, Keith Weber, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Carrie and Dean Davis, Matt and Kayla Williams, Jim and Jan Barnhart, Rick and Marcia Burkhammer, Randy and Lori Shaw, and Bill and Amy Twining. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Saturday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some beautiful early autumn weather across the region. Temperatures, however, feeling more like August with readings up into the 80s and upper 70s. For a good part of the week ahead, that's a good 10 to 14 degrees above normal. And with lots of high pressure from the central U.S. up into Canada blocking weather systems, it looks like most of the moisture will go right around us through the southeast U.S. and also up through central and northern Canada. The pattern might finally try to break down next weekend beyond with a better chance of some scattered showers and maybe somewhat cooler weather as well. So in the meantime, be sure to get out and enjoy some of that fall color that's developing. Also great times to get out into the gardens and fields and just head off to some sporting events or sit out and have a picnic. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly sunny and breezy, high temperature near 83 degrees. Wind out of the southwest around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest. Mainly clear and turning cool tonight, dropping down to 48 with light northwest to north winds. Tomorrow brings us plenty of sunshine, another beautiful day, high of 78, wind becoming east to southeast around 5. On Monday, summer-like warmth and still mostly sunny, low 52 with a high of 83. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm, low 52, high 81. Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix, somewhat breezy and just a bit cooler. Low 53, high of 76. Thursday, still no rain with a good amount of sunshine, high 77. And Friday is looking partly cloudy, remaining much warmer than normal, high near 79 degrees. Low temperatures Thursday and Friday morning should be in the low 50s. Enjoy that sunshine out there again today, looking for highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 80 degrees after a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 87 degrees with a record low of 27 that was set back in 1991. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 45. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:50 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:55. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.92 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A-N-W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors: Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Waiting for the break.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? Chicago off their second album with 25 or 6 to 4, song written by Robert Lamb. Had Peter Cetera, their bass player, on lead vocals. Terry Kath with that fantastic guitar solo there in the middle of the tune. Of course, we've got the rest of the band, too. Danny Serafin on drums, Jimmy Pankow, Lee Locklane, and Walt Perizzater on the wind instruments. How are we doing this Saturday afternoon? Hopefully things are going well for you. Hopefully. Let's keep the tunes a-going, shall we? This is Blue Swede with Never My Love.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never, 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 my love. Never, my love. Never, 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 my love. Never, my love.
and the Americans with Cara Mia. Here is a little bit of Bobby Hart, half of the Bobby Hart, Tommy Boyce writing duet. This is a solo effort by him. This is a tune called Too Many Teardrops.
Smile from you, and you know I'm gone.
Oh, you know I'm gone.
You really know what to do, child, to turn me on.
Oh, turn me on.
You're trying to make me forget how you lied, but it's too late. I've already cried. Too many teardrops. It didn't matter.
Now you're leaving. What's the reason?
You made me cry.
Teardrops, that was Bobby Hart. We need to take a break and thank our sponsors. Today's sponsors of Saturdays with Simo includes Mastodon Records, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, WP Dental, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Pine Valley Community Village, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Thank you very much to each of those sponsors of today's Saturdays with Simo program. So we will hear some of their kind words and return to hear some Mickey and Sylvia, followed by Louis Armstrong, right after this.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Struggling with red, swollen, or bleeding gums? There's good news! Williams & Pierce Family Dental now offers a gentle, cutting-edge way to fight gum disease, laser bacteria reduction. This modern treatment tackles moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis without cutting or stitches, so you can heal naturally, keep your gums intact, and get back to your normal routine fast. Call 647-3993 today to schedule your evaluation or visit Williams & Pierce Family Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for vinyl record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Mantovani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give it back.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family, a gentle touch, a whispered prayer. The familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
Get ready for one great song after another. It's another edition of Saturdays with Simo with Chris Simonson on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Sylvia with Love is Strange. Yes, in fact, it is. As promised, here's a little bit of Louis Armstrong with the beautiful Edith Piaf tune. This is La Vie en Rose.
Texas in old Memphis. The magic spell you cast. This is Lavion Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see Lavion Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be Lavion Rose.
Just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun,
before the rising sun. With his room to grow, and yes, we've just begun. The
Carpenters with a beautiful We've Only Just Begun, song written by Paul Williams and Roger Nichols. The story behind that was that song was originally used to promote the Crocker Citizens National Bank in California. That was the song over their commercial where they were trying to get younger couples to bank at their new bank. And the Carpenters producer heard it and said, Hey, do you have any more lyrics for this song? Because this might be a pretty good tune for the Carpenters to sing. And Paul and Roger said, yes, of course we do. Well, they didn't, but they wrote more and extended the song, and the rest is history. It's 1 o'clock, so we will take a break for station identification and come back and hear a little bit of Carly Simon.
Thanks for listening. This is WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. You can listen anytime on the radio, online at WRCO.com, or with the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.